Ute Commuter Service has released the name of the pilot killed in a plane crash yesterday near the community of Tuntutuliak. The crash also killed 4 passengers. The pilot, Tony Matthews, was flying a Piper PA-32R from Bethel to Kipnuk. The plane was found about 12 miles southwest of Tuntutuliak. Ute Commuter Service General Manager Nathan McCabe called Tony Matthews, quote, a great, great person.
It's very unfortunate. The guy was a very happy, enthusiastic person, and all I can say, to be honest with you, he's a great man, happy, a great worker. You know, I couldn't ask for anyone better.
The names of the 4 passengers are being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Ute manager McCabe also issued a statement from Ute in response to the accident.
The cause of the accident is unknown at this time. The NTSB will conduct a full and thorough investigation. Ute Commuter Service offers our deepest condolences to the families of those lost in this unfortunate event. We will be closed on Friday, February 7, 2020. Ute Commuter Service is committed to do everything possible to provide safe and reliable air travel within the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
McCabe says Ute is offering counseling to its staff and has given them the day off today.
So we told them to please take the day so that they could gather their thoughts, and, you know, it impacted our community very, very strongly.
McCabe says his office is gathering information to give to the National Transportation Safety Board so they can investigate the crash. He says all Ute planes have been grounded since news of the accident. He wasn't ready to say when the airline would resume flights. The 4 deceased passengers are all from the coastal community of Kipnuk. The Kipnuk school did not hold classes today and left this message as their voicemail.
At this time, we are in mourning as a staff and a community. We ask that you honor our request to leave a message, and we will return your call on Tuesday the 11th. Thank you.
Alaska State Troopers report that one of the bodies was recovered from the scene on Thursday. Today, people from multiple organizations traveled to the area to recover the remaining victims in negative 40-degree wind chill. The recovery crew included Alaska State Troopers, volunteers from Tuntutuliak, and National Transportation Safety Board workers. The bodies of the deceased will be sent to Anchorage to be identified. While at the scene, troopers also recovered bags of mail that the plane was carrying. The area is under severe weather conditions, including a wind chill and winter weather advisory and a blizzard warning. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.